We're taught to believe that our justice system is fair.
I couldn't understand how Alex's conduct could have ever intentionally encouraged or assisted a murder.
That everyone is equal in the eyes of the law.
You know, telling someone that your brother is a convicted terrorist when deep down you know that he's not done any crime, it's very difficult.
And that it's almost impossible for an innocent person to go to prison for a crime they didn't commit.
You can't imagine that, can you, not seeing the trees change colour?
Because the alternative is just too awful to imagine.
You're probably going to be putting me in a bag by end of day. You literally you're going to kill me.
We tell ourselves that victims like that of the post office scandal are unique and never try to put ourselves or the people we love in their shoes.
I always imagined it must be what it feels like to be shot. You can feel it, but you can't comprehend it.
But what if that isn't the case? What if cases like that are just a handful of many, many more, and symbols of a much bigger problem with the justice system in this country? Every year, about 1,500 people write to the Criminal Cases Review Commission, claiming to be innocent. They are the only organisation with the power to send a case back to the Court of Appeal. But last year, only 1.5% of those cases got sent back to the courts. And of the tiny number of wrongful convictions which are actually overturned, almost all are refused compensation.
I stepped on the floor in protest for 28 years.
These are the stories of people who maintain their innocence and yet remain in prison, fighting unimaginable odds to win justice in a system that, many would say, is rigged against them.
Their grief was completely kind of co-opted and constructed as something that it wasn't.
This podcast tells the stories of those on the outside, fighting to free those on the inside.
I'm like a Rottweiler. When I get older, Sank, I'm not letting it go.
I'm Marnie Duke, and this is The Overturn.
The justice system just does not work at all, from start to finish.